33 past the hour. 33 past the hour. I turned the clock upside down. Sorry about that. I'm pulling a Dudley here. 7 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. It's going to be a good day. Phil Leppert joins us in this hour, our supermarket guru, to talk about all things food. But before we get there, before we bring in the big guru himself, Doug Steffen, let's go to DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and look at today's daily poll. Clay Cohut, who manages everything at DougSteffen.com. What's going on with the poll today, Clay?
Our poll today is, do you think there's other life on other planets? There's life on other planets. Yeah. A, yes, but only in the form of microbiotic life. B, I think there are other humans out there somewhere. C, I think that life exists that's completely out of the ordinary. Or, no, humans are the only speck of life in the universe. Or, E, I think life only exists on Earth and Kim Kardashian's home planet.
Where you can use the Kardashian card.
All right, am I back here? Am I able to do and function?
We have given your poll for the day, so now you are ready to go.
I didn't want to do the poll here.
Well, it doesn't matter. You weren't here to decide what to do.
I had important business to take care
of. I know you did, so somebody had to do it.
All right, so Phil Leppert is here. Our supermarket guru.
Is that a question or an answer?
No, I heard his voice. In the
he is here.
I heard him. There's definitely life on other planets because I was in Albertsons on Lincoln Road.
In Santa Monica, right?
In Santa Monica. And behind me in the checkout was definitely somebody from another planet.
Really? What were they buying?
They weren't really buying things as much as just standing there reading through the National Enquirer and looking for their relations in those magazines.
Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru here on the Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping you understand how great the incredible edible egg is. On Saturday's program, Phil and I were talking to Charlotte Vallès, who is a farm analyst. And she was talking about soy veggie burgers, soy nutrition bars, and now we have one more thing you will never eat again. Never, never, never will you eat a... we got specific about brands. I think we were talking about Clif Bars and Nature's Path, two of the brands that you... you sounded like you were surprised... as well.
Really?
Because the... Why don't you explain, first of all, there's something that's used to clean these things called hexane.
Huh?
And hexane comes from Mobil Exxon. And somebody sent me an email.
And other fuels. It's not just Mobil Exxon.
Right. But I'm going to tell you, somebody who works in this business sent me an email after listening to us on Saturday that'll make your hair stand on end even more than it's going to, as Phil explains what you need to know about these tofu burgers and soy burgers and the packaging for Clif Bar that makes it look like it's so good for you.
So here you are buying these things that you think are health foods.
Yeah.
Well, the key is really reading the labels. And as we've talked about here on the Saturday program, it's so critical not only to read the nutritional facts, but also the ingredients. And the ingredient to look out for, if you're concerned about hexane being used to draw out the soy properties, if you would, it's soy protein isolate. That's the word. Those three words are what you want to look for. And if that's in the ingredients, that means that hexane was used in the processing.
And what does it do to you?
No, give me that again. Soy protein.
Soy isolate protein.
Soy isolate protein.
You look that up here.
And why is it bad, you guys? What does it do?
Well, it's basically where they take the soybeans, and they wash them, if you would, or they process them in hexane. And hexane is a byproduct of gasoline.
Hexane is a neurotoxic, highly polluting petrochemical compound.
It's like drinking gas.
It is like drinking gasoline.
Wow.
That's pretty much what it is. Yep. And so your friends in the... Not only do we have our friends in the... And the FDA is completely absent here. Completely. The FDA is worried about you drinking raw milk. They want to control the food supply, and yet they okay. It isn't that they're absent. They have okayed the use of this stuff. And so when you think you're buying something, I think we started this discussion talking about the label of organic foods, right, Phil? Isn't that how this sort of
correct. The,
developed?
The difference between what organic means and what all natural means. And yeah. and the truth is that there's a lot of products out there that say all natural that have the soy isolate protein as an ingredient.
Yeah. So, again, this is Clif Bar, which states on its packages it is made with organic soybeans. While one of the first ingredients listed by predominance in the recipe, coming before soybeans, is the hexane extract soy protein isolate.
You know,
I'm taking it, right?
Yeah,
Nature's
to...
Path makes Optimum bars.
You look at the findings on the web, and it makes it seem like the soy protein isolate is the coolest of all of them because
it
got
burns
the most protein.
It burns at less heat than does gasoline.
Soy protein isolate is a soy protein with the highest content of protein.
Right.
It is made from defatted soy meal by removing most of the fats and carbohydrates, yielding 90% of the protein.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not require that food companies test foods for hexane residue. Therefore, when independent labs check it and they find this, people say, oh, well, it can't be bad because the Food and Drug Administration says it's okay.
Get
right.
this. According to Wikipedia, isolate soy protein was used by the U.S. Navy for firefighting and was used to smother oil and gasoline fires aboard ships and was particularly useful on aircraft carriers.
Right. Oh, nice.
There you go.
It's good to multitask.
Awesome.
All right, where would we be without? Now, see, if we hadn't had Phil around, we never would have known that. So here's the email that came from this person that listened to our conversation. You and Phil are so right on this one. I've been avoiding soy isolate for years. It's a byproduct that would get tossed, and they found a way to finally sell it to companies. It has been used as filler for everything. People read the labels of products and like the high protein, low carb ratio because they add the soy isolate to everything. These days, you have to watch cereals for the same reason. Look at cereal, and the some of the supposedly natural cereals are using this. The grains that are made, that the cereals are made of, are cleansed in this stuff. Let's see here. I'm looking at Clif Bar's run by somebody who came from Kraft. Boca is a Kraft product. Kraft products are loaded with soy isolate. Unknown to the consumer, the isolate tweaks the product so it seems more dense in protein, a trend that consumers like. Companies don't make their own isolate. They buy it from the petroleum chemical companies.
Wow.
Good Lord.
I love Boca Burgers. That's like my go-to thing.
Well, Boca Burgers, you know, they were not invented by Kraft. It was an individual down in Miami. I forgot his last name, but it was Chef Max.
Yeah.
Who created them and then sold out, I want to say about 5 or 6 years ago, to Kraft.
Yeah. Anyway, so what do they say? A word to the wise is sufficient?
You know, it all goes back to don't eat anything your grandparents wouldn't recognize as food.
Or just shop the produce.
Right, the farm, local movement, you go to the farm, you watch them pick the veggies, you put them in a bag and take them home.
I'm just shocked that we usually talk about these ingredients and it's like some hidden thing that you've never heard of, that you've never seen before. This is actually one of those ingredients where you can buy a bucket of it at your GNC store because it's supposed to help make you get bigger muscles.
Exactly.
So it's not one of these
hexane does?
I'm looking at a big tub of soy protein isolate that you can buy in powdered form from bodybuilding.com, Swanson Health products, Supplement Warehouse, nutrition.com, luckyvitamin.com, and so on for $10 to help you get bigger muscles.
Yeah.
Well, Rich, if you look at, and again, here in Santa Monica, right on the Santa Monica-Venice border, we have the original Gold's Gym.
Right.
And you look at these both men and women who are there who are huge. I mean, they are bulked up. They can barely walk.
Yes.
These are not healthy people. You know, what they are looking to do is to be able to bench press, you know, 500 pounds once. And, you know, they're not out there running. They're not out there moving.
Phil and I can do it, but it takes two liftings to do it.
By two people.
Here's another thing. Soy is rated as the second most allergenic food to humans, with the first being peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think about the amount of inflammation that people are suffering nowadays,
and how inflammation leads to disease.
Allergies.
And the fact that this stuff is in all of our food.
But the FDA says it's fine, don't worry about it, no problem.
It makes you start to think.
In a moment, we're going to talk about the difference between the USDA and the FDA and why this Senate Bill 510 is running into a problem which probably will send it down the tube, which isn't going to be sad news for most anybody who thinks it through. Phil's brought to you by the folks who are identified happily as America's egg farmers and the incredible edible egg, which is too early for you to have had your egg already yet. It's not too early for you to have had your egg. When do you have your eggs?
I'm going to have a hard-boiled egg this afternoon.
All right. That's his snack. He likes a hard-boiled egg in the middle of the afternoon. Good idea. So if you crave eggs like Phil does, you want to be just like Phil when you grow up, he explains why it is that the egg has such value.
Well, number one, rich in protein. Number two, and especially in today's economy, it is very inexpensive, just about 15 cents for one egg. You can't get better protein than that. And, you know, it's just so versatile that, you know, especially around holiday time, we were just talking about allergies. A lot of people say to me, what can I do to make sure that, you know, I can satisfy all my guests? I say, make sure you got a dozen eggs in the refrigerator. And also, Doug, I don't know if you know this, but make sure you don't take the eggs out of the egg container itself and put it in that one that came in your refrigerator. You never, ever want to do that, because an egg container that it's packed in actually has a little air cell underneath it, because eggs need to breathe. And if you put it in that device that's built into your refrigerator, they can't breathe and they won't stay as fresh as long.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. And more tips just like that on the incredibleedibleegg.org.
Phil Lambert is here, the supermarket guru on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Rice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
21 after the hour. Stay tuned for more on the fate of Senate Bill 510, the FDA versus the USDA, and your food. Phil Lempert, supermarket guru, on the air.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
United Way and the Ad Council.
One thing I didn't realize while I was in Guam is that there are men in Guam whose full-time job is to travel around the countryside and deflower young women who pay them for the privilege of making love to them for the first time. And the reason for this, under Guam law, it's forbidden for virgins to marry. So this guy has imagined.
My prices are low, and I work with great speed, and my work is 100% guaranteed.
Good day. So the guitar, Christmas music, is 25 after the hour. Phil Lempert, Supermarket Guru. You notice I get a little extra emphasis on the guru. Phil is the most sensible person when it comes to food that you will find. So we've taken care of hexane. A lot of toxic chemicals that are not a part of the organic food business, but they are in so-called natural foods. So you have the FDA and all these companies to thank for that. So here's the FDA coming along telling everybody we need to have Senate Bill 510 because we have to do a better job protecting you from the bad guys who are on these small farms around the country who are growing horrible food that will kill you. The problem is they can't back it up with facts because there are none because the small farmer isn't the problem. The problem is the people using hexane in Kraft Foods, but because they have so much money and they influence the politics, the landscape, you have a mess.
Well, what are the other things, Doug? Let's not forget that we as consumers continuously demand cheaper food.
Yeah, we do.
So what we're saying to the Krafts of the world or any of these other companies is we want it cheap, cheap, cheap. So they're saying, okay, how can we process this much more efficiently so we can stay in business, so we could have, you know, something that should cost $5 out there for $1.99?
Yeah.
So we're part of the problem as well.
Absolutely. So here the conversation about how you would, one of the reasons that this 510 is probably going to die is because it wasn't well written in the first place. And it doesn't separate, it continues to, if you will, invest in or embrace the confusion that exists between the USDA and the FDA. Instead of having one agency that regulates all food, there still is this bipolar thing. And I think you used the example of the USDA takes care of beef and eggs, but the FDA takes care of something that was in the equivalency, and I only remember part of the conversation. I remember beef and eggs.
Well, you have to understand that when it comes to USDA, think about, you know, animal protein. Just about every animal protein comes from USDA. It comes under them. FDA is everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, it's real easy when you've got two bodies and where there is certainly some overlap where people can point fingers at the other guy.
Right.
And just about every food trade association, every consumer group, just about everybody except the government keeps on saying there should be one food agency. Mm-hmm. And if there was one food agency, first of all, a lot of money would be freed up because there is some duplication. And number two, we could finally have somebody who's responsible for food safety.
You know, the FDA was blaming the deaths of several people on Toxoplasma gondii. You know what that is?
No.
It's the stuff that comes from cat feces.
Ugh.
And,
when you two are done for.
When people touch the if you're cleaning up after your cat.
Right, and the kitty litter box. And
kitty litter box. You're likely to get this stuff. There's more chance of you dying from that than having any foodborne illness that exists anywhere.
Jennifer and Roberto.
Darn it.
1,809 people died last year.
I'm just not going to clean up. I'm just going to let it sit.
From this cat feces connection.
Yeah.
All right. Where's the FDA on that? No place.
Your cat's giggling at you right now.
Yeah, right. Going to get you, Roberta. I mean, Jennifer. Well, Roberta's snake's going to get her. All right. Phil, thank you. I think we've convinced people just to stop eating, don't you think, today?
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
So.
All done. Yeah.
It's a carrot or nothing. And an egg.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you prefer tea leaves to coffee beans, you don't have to travel to China or India to experience the stuff firsthand. You've heard of Celestial Seasonings, right? Well, this company is based in Boulder, Colorado, and they offer free tours every day around the tea production plant. That means free samples. The Bigelow Tea Company has the only black tea plantation in America, the Charleston Tea Plantation. The plantation spans more than 127 acres, where visitors take a trolley ride to learn more about day-to-day operations. Harney & Sons is a respected tea retailer based in the U.S. Now, they don't grow their own tea, but you can visit the tasting room in Millerton, New York. And these days, tea rooms are practically the new coffee shop. Check out spots like Samovar Tea in San Francisco or the Tea Salon in New York City, where you can take advantage of tea education classes and tea pairings. Even experiences that you associate with long-distance travel can be found a little closer to home if you know where to look. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at travelguard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by Travel Guard. See your travel agent or visit travelguard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from Travel Guard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limits.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Destroy my hopes and dreams.
What, you want to hear his meeting with Mark Zuckerberg?
No, Matt Lauer.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
I've got the Today Show on up on the TV above me.
Yeah.
And I always thought Nick Lachey was short.
Yeah.
Well, he's taller than Matt Lauer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zuckerberg, who was on 60 Minutes.
He's short too.
Last night. Yeah, right. The good news is this is the Good Day program, and we have good people here, like Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, and let's see, Clay Cohut, whose time now has come. We're going to spend some time with our daily report from the social media world, a lot of things happening there. Text us, by the way, anytime, 646-926-DOUG, our regular phone line, 800-510-8255. I haven't used that too much this morning because we've been sort of working the other side of the street, if you will, thinking about or observing things that are part of the landscape. And the landscape today, at least in part, filled with more discussion, weekend discussion, of what was the subject of our poll on Friday. And in the last half hour, did you go through the results of the poll, or you just did today's poll? I think you did
today's poll, yeah.
Today's poll has to do with life on other planets, and that's kind of cool. Last Friday, we were talking about the atheists around the country into their usual foolishness. The atheist group planning to put three billboards up in Colorado protesting the nativity scene at the Denver City building, the county building. They believe the nativity is a clear violation of the First Amendment and separation of church and state. And here's the, do I have your permission to use something that might be, I'm using the American salute here for the benefit of those who are watching thegooddayshow.com.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
Go ahead.
All right, you got it? There it is, right there. That's for those guys.
Bongo.
Right. Yeah. And so our poll on Friday had to do with the atheists' annual evaluation of Christmas decorations. What's your take on it? 77% of you said, keep the decorations up. This is America. We are free to decorate, and the atheists are free to complain. Right? They are.
That's right.
Take a walk. If you don't like it, close your eyes, whatever. 8% said, bah, humbug. 7% of you said, I don't care what happens to the decorations. People ought to stop complaining about something so arbitrary. How did Should make it into this poll, Clay?
I think we had a squabble about that on
Friday.
We did.
And how is it that I lost since I pay?
That's a good point, though.
It is a good point. Thank you. 7% of you said, I'm fine with Christmas decorations, but the Hanukkah ornaments have to go. Why? What is the matter with you people? What is the matter? I just want to throttle people that come up with this stuff. I don't know. I don't get it. I probably should have lived at a different time. Maybe that's it. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's so much, intolerance? We are. And it isn't really about religion, in a sense. Christmas isn't about religion. Jesus wasn't about religion. it's a philosophy. There's a different, you know, religions have their philosophy, but Jesus and those who are like him, who have led exemplary lives, pretty much like Roberta is the modern day equivalent of Jesus. She lives an exemplary life.
Everybody, Jack, here comes the lightning.
Follow me.
Anyway,
I'll take you where the bargains
this
are.
This gets so...
I find it upsetting that you are intolerant of intolerant people.
I am. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rich. I'm intolerant of intolerance.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
You're very intolerant.
I am. You're right about that. I'm a bad guy. We had this conversation on the air on Friday, didn't we, about atheism versus agnosticism.
We did.
And they just... Ugh. Okay. So before we get to Clay and his story of the day, we also have an interesting, really cool TSA song that's the video today. Rich, you ought to be able to play that. On 60 Minutes last night, the aforementioned Facebook founder, Mr. Mark Zuckerberg, talking about his background and how he put the Facebook idea together and from whom he stole it and whether the movie was legit or not. Here, he was asked to... He basically was asked to be finite about his goal. Bitch.
People, if they can use a product of any category, photos, groups, music, TV, anything, either by themselves or with their friends, I think most of the time people want to do those things with their friends.
So is the answer yes?
I think the answer is that we want to help other people build a lot of these products.
All right. Let's go, Richie, the one above that where he... talks. So one of the big criticisms now is that the private information, we were talking about this earlier, making reference to the Facebook friends information that a private company is taking to offer you suggestions on what to get your friends for Christmas. They get that because they troll through the cookies that Facebook puts in to understand what it is that your interests are. Zuckerberg says that this information is not shared, and he's lying through his teeth.
We never sell your information. Advertisers who are using the site never get access to your information.
Oh, give me a break. So how do they know that then? Selling it, maybe they don't sell it. They have people use of it, and then they get a commission off of what's sold through Facebook.
How else
do they make
they're money?
Saying they're not selling the information or giving access to information. They're not. You're giving access to the information.
Oh,
they're
so
right.
It's a word game.
No,
it's a word game.
It's a search parameter.
Right. If you put in that you like farming, they're going to be able to do a search for people that say they like farming.
So it's not like, let's say, for example, Macy's gets a list and it says, oh, Doug Steffen is into farming. Let's send him farming products. It's just Macy's says, we want to promote to people who mention farming. And
so
then,
if you bought, when you were checking out at Macy's, if you said, you know, I really love farming, and they wrote that down, right?
Right. So it's just all done with the computer. It's nobody gets a list. Nobody sees anything. It's just connections.
Yeah.
So technically, he's right.
Yeah, right. He's a word smith and a phony.
No, technically, he's covered his.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Exactly. Yeah. He's not a. He's a despicable human being. He's making a lot of money using having people use a product that is kind of fun to use and used properly is okay. How many friends do I have now on Facebook? I must be up to 1,000 or close to that, aren't I? So
I
I'm
think
using
so.
It. And it's just one of those things that it's a good promotion tool, and you use it, that's swell to help you, but don't think they're not using it to help themselves because they are. They're not helping you. They're helping you help yourself, but they're helping themselves at the same time.
I want to hear the cut about him stealing Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here's where he and Tyler Winklevoss, is that his partner, I guess, Clay?
Oh, that was one of the brothers that
had the
quote-unquote idea for Facebook, right, where he said he wanted to do a Match.com for Harvard.
Oh, okay.
When we approached him, we had been working on the idea for almost a year at that point. We had a sophisticated code base. It wasn't an idea scribbled on a napkin. It was a very sort of mature idea, and we brought him on to bring it to completion. We agreed to work on this project. He sabotaged our project, and he betrayed us.
Right.
And, so
and that's why you pay him $65 million to have him go away.
Yeah.
We is me. We is I. Never trust anybody who refers to himself or herself as we. All right? That's my end.
Well, was the guy who says that Zuckerberg stole it from
him.
Right.
And Zuckerberg
says
the other way around, trying to kill it.
Hmm. Right.
But through all of the hoosierai of the court proceedings, these two brothers got $65 million. And didn't, who else, the guy, the Frenchman or Englishman, who was the other party to this? He got a lot of money out of this. What was his name?
The business end of at the beginning. I forgot what his name was.
He got a lot of dough out of this, too. Not when you consider that the whole thing's worth billions.
Right.
They got millions out of it.
Yeah, I'd take $65 million.
Here's the newest TSA song. This is in honor of the new security theater that's going on at an airport near you. Buck Howdy pokes fun at the TSA.
Take the ribbon from your hair.
From the video of the day at gooddayshow.com.
Shake it loose, let it fall. Leave your shoes right over there. Now get up against the wall. I'll run my hands inside your thighs.
Whoa.
Watch this.
Up your legs and out of sight.
Watch this video.
It's like a romance novel.
You can trust the TSA to help you make it to your flight.
You gotta watch this.
We don't profile that be wrong. Just ask the ACLU. We'd rather check your nooks and crannies. Every inch of you. They got no life except my job. But I don't mind that it's all right.
Says TSA people sleeping.
I get to grope you legally. If you want to take a flight, this badge and uniform we wear, well, it might look like a rent-a-car.
That's a good video, those videos.
But your life is in our hands. We like it that way, especially if you're hot. It's awful lonely being me. No girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. So let me squeeze you through right there. If you want to take a flight, you can trust the TSA.
All right, so that's the video.
You'll be in our dreams tonight.
Have some fun with that. Clay's Daily Report of social media headlines, or the headline of the day, which is we're in singular land, right, Clay?
Right. So WikiLeaks, they're trying to take it down all over the governments are trying to take it down all over the world.
Yeah.
And they're having a hard time because WikiLeaks apparently this weekend has started mass mirroring itself, which means if you want to host a WikiLeaks, a copy of WikiLeaks, you can go to their website, which is now just an IP address. So their website, instead of WikiLeaks.org, it's now 213.251.154.96. And you can say, I want to host a WikiLeaks, and they'll copy the files of the entire server over to your site. So it just shows that government censorship of the web is probably not going to be a reality in the future, because if information's out there, it's going to stay out there.
There you go. All right, that's the story of the day. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his story of the day. We're going to talk a little bit more about soy protein. Also, a survey that shows you trust your doctor, coming right up here on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you in part by the folks who want you to have your prostate checked out, or is it check up, Ken? Check up? I'm not sure. Do you get a check out or a check up?
You check it up.
You check it up. All right. You get a check up. to check out your prostate.
Exactly.
Two ways of doing that with a PSA test. The other one is the digital rectal exam, which seems to bother people just with the whole idea of it, and I understand that. I can't remember whether you and I have had that pleasure.
We checked your PSA.
Yeah. It's,
well, that was going somewhere scary.
That's far enough for friends.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the other doctor to check out the other areas. Anyway, the fact that super beta prostate is all natural, and we're not talking about, you know, this business. I don't know if you heard us earlier, Ken, talking about this stuff that's in natural foods, the soy protein hexene, which is basically a petroleum byproduct.
Oh, lovely. Where do I line up for that?
Yeah, well, and your friends at the FDA have said this stuff's no problem at all. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Lovely.
Anyway, so this is a healthy way for you to keep your prostate healthy. It feeds the prostate, which is something that men need to do. And you're always advising women to stay up on this stuff as well, Ken.
Absolutely. Keep your guys' urine flowing and make sure sexual performance is operating properly. Beta-sitosterol is the medical journal Lancet shows they're safe and effective, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Here you go. Easy. On the phone, 800-607-7078. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. Otherwise, first bottle is free. Roberta, did you hear that? It's free.
I love free.
Free. Get some for Tom. Super Beta Prostate, 800-607-7078. Get the first bottle free. There have been a million, there's a million of reasons to buy this. Mostly the people that have had it, used it, and are feeding their prostate to keep it healthy. 800-607-7078. Okay, so we told you a little about this hexene. Have you ever heard of this before?
It's a petroleum product.
Right, it is. It's from. It's an out. It's an outgrowth of the making of gasoline. And they use this stuff to separate the proteins in soil and leave it in there. So if you eat a Clif Bar, you're eating hexene. And if they, no problem. Even though it's outlawed pretty much everywhere else in the world. It's no problem here. None. Don't worry about it. You were talking last week to me about the scientific method. Or I guess I was talking to you about it. We were back and forth. And I have said the scientific method always is... It is flawed because it's always correcting itself.
Well, it's not flawed because it's used inappropriately and it's misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's used to control you, and that's why you don't like it.
you noticed. All right,
and that's the problem. That's the abuse of the scientific method. But what is the better way to seek truth and fact?
Yeah, you have to do the work. You got to do the research,
and you have to be honest and ethical.
Right.
And it's being used against you, not that way.
Yeah. All right. So if that's the case, why does this survey show Americans trust their doctors so much?
Well, this is not science. This is just polling. This is opinion. But out of Gallup, a majority of adult Americans trust their doctors and are confident in their advice. 70% of the Americans were confident in their doctor's advice and feel that they don't need to seek out a second opinion or do additional research on their own. My advice, if you have non-elective surgery, get a second opinion.
Always, under that circumstance, Ken recommends a second opinion. You got to get into a comfort zone, and that's the best way to do it. We hear from people all the time on our weekend program who have not gotten second opinions, not smart. 51 after on Good Day.
You can do it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
You know, Gwen, yeah. Gwen Fly, Regina.
Yeah, Gwen Fly.
It's Gwen Fly.
From the Eagles. The Weagles.
The Weagles. Heat is on from Beverly Hills Cop. It's movie music. We get started with movie music on our movie news segment. This is Chucker's chance, Richie, to shine. Chuck Curry's here.
And he does it every day for 30 to 40 seconds.
He does. He's a happy guy who's ready to help you out when it comes to understanding what's going on in the world of videos, DVDs. All that good stuff, movies, and then some. Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy, Judge Reinhold, Ronnie Cox topped the box office during this week in 1984. So we
that,
have,
and you got to say that was not only a great movie going experience,
oh, it was a great movie,
but a great audience participation experience, because that's one of those movies where the audience really got into it.
Right, he's so good when he wants to be good. A couple of his franchises, the stuff he did with Nick Nolte, that was
48 Hours. Yeah,
that was just really good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what might be Eddie Murphy's best work? Might be Trading Places with
that. Yeah, that was excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
Well. Yeah, very good stuff. Anyway, supposedly another Beverly Hills Cop in the works, right? They can still pull that off.
It's in some sort of development. Whether it'll ever see the light of day is yet to. Be determined. It does have a director attached, which is Brett Ratner, who did the Rush Hour film, so let's see what happens.
Why is it again that Eddie Murphy won't do a real film again? Now he just does kid flicks or silly, goofy, nonsensical flicks?
Good question. Don't know. I mean, I guess he gets big paychecks for
he gets a lot of money from the Disney types. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why spoil that image? 55 past the hour time for our trivia. Movie history is made with some of these movies. This isn't one of them, however. This is one of those movies that sends me into the ozone, mostly because of its theme and the person who stars.
So I'll like it.
You'll like it, yep. This film topped the box office during this week in 1994. Here's the first clip.
So it must be Will Ferrell
play the clip.
Bill Murray.
We had the most incredibly romantic time.
Bill Murray.
I thought we were going to be together forever. And then about a week later, right out of the blue, she sends me a John Deere letter.
That's actually a pretty good line. 800-516-CHUCK, you got it?
I think I do. Yep, I got it.
All right, let's get the next clip, Richie.
How much you want to bet?
I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
I mean, I don't bet.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
You're right.
I'm going to get you.
Hey,
I don't know how, but I'm going to get you.
All right. Huh. The only thing good about this is the female lead, attractive lady who ought to know better. And last clip, Richie.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria! Well, then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah. This is the type of just.
It's stupid.
Stupid isn't the right word for it. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, anyway, so you've got to figure it out. 800-510-8255. Chucker gives us an update on the weekend box office totals in a moment.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
All right, so Chucker, number one, and as far as we can get on the list here before we have to take a call to identify the movie of the day.
Sure. Nothing really changed week to week. It's nothing new opened at theaters. Disney's Tangled remained, number one, $21 million, $96 million in 2 weeks of release. Harry Potter, the seventh version, the immensely popular franchise, placed second, $16.7 million, $244.3 million. The next and last installment opens next June. Burlesque with Christina Aguilera and Cher plays third, 6.1. An okay $27 million in 2 weeks of release. Denzel Washington's Unstoppable, which I think is the most entertaining movie currently in theaters, plays fourth, 6.1. 67 to 4 weeks of release. Boy, this film should really do better. And Anne Hathaway's Love and Other Drugs ran out the top five. Film's done $22 million.
You think I'll be able to see Unstoppable over the Christmas vacation and still be in the movie theaters by then?
Yeah.
I won't have much chance to see any movies till then. Other stuff, nothing else is actually doing anything, it looks like here. It's just blah. All right, let's see here. Richie, which of these callers would you like me to take? How about Claudia in Aberdeen, Washington? Hi, Claudia. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much for asking. What's the name of this movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, Jeff Bridges, and Lauren Hawley. Number one at the box office during this week in 1994. So that makes you the winner, Claudia. So we'll send you something that you will immediately fall in love with. I promise.
Great.
Hold on. Just, yeah, hold on.